I'm Ann Thomas. Welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Lou Ann Thomas Ewald, Regional Vice President of Business Development for the Detroit Medical Center. Lou Ann is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Congratulations, Lou Ann, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ann. I'm so excited.
Lou Ann, tell our listeners, first of all, just a little bit about yourself, how you got to where you are today.
Well, actually, Ann, it started in college. I went to Marquette University in Milwaukee, and my apartment building was kitty corner to an emergency department. So all day, all night, whenever I was in my apartment, I would hear the ambulances. I would see people coming and going. And I was in the business school, and it just got me very curious about what actually happened within a hospital. So I had a couple years living in that apartment, hearing this commotion. I actually volunteered there. I said, let me see what's going on inside. And I was a volunteer in the emergency department, and I was working with doctors and nurses and, you know, just running around and helping them. And I was hooked. I said, I have to figure out how I can work in this environment, especially when I didn't love science. So I said, well, I have to figure out how I can run this place somehow. And lo and behold, I did some research, and there was a master's in hospital administration. And so I just sort of went down that path, and I was lucky enough to, I went to Xavier University in Cincinnati for my master's, and I was lucky enough to have a Xavier alum actually running as CEO of Children's Hospital of Michigan. And he recruited me up here because I wanted to come back home to Detroit, and I wanted to work in a children's hospital. And so everything just aligned, and I have been with this organization for 23 years.
Wow. Isn't it interesting how life develops, in the sense that here you are, you're not sure what you want to do when you're in college, and
Correct.
You move next to a hospital, and then you Correct. Become interested? That's so fascinating.
It is. I had people always ask me how I got into this business. They said, you know, did you have family members that were in the medical field? I had no families in the medical field. I had teachers and lawyers. And, you know, it just sort of shaped me, and just seeing what these people were going through within the hospital. I said, I have to figure out how I can do this for my life without being a physician.
Lou Ann, we hear so many great things about Children's Hospital, but you work there. Tell us what makes Children's Hospital unique and extraordinary.
You know, those of us that have kids are very blessed. And so, you know, when I feel like I'm having a bad day personally, all I have to do is walk through these halls and look at how tough and strong these children are, and look at these physicians and nurses who have, you know, who work in, you know, very, very hard situations every day. And so I look at them, you know, and how they have chosen to live their lives to help these children and these families, you know, in the worst time possible in their lives. And most of the time, these kids leave happier and healthier than when they came in the door. Because of that, we can attract the best physicians, we can attract the best nurses, and they're people who are passionate about caring for children. So that's what makes it special. And because of that, you know, that translates into all the awards we get, U.S. News and World Report, our quality scores. You know, we have people that are passionate about these kids. And so, you know, how could I not, you know, be honored to work in an environment like that? That's why, you know, I haven't had to leave. It's very rare that people, you know, are in a company for 23 years. This is the only company I've worked for outside of college. So, you know, it's because of the people, and it's because of the physicians and nurses who, you know, make a difference every single day in lives of these families throughout Michigan.
Children's Hospital is a diamond in the city of Detroit. Talk about the hospital's commitment to this city.
Well, right outside my office, I have a great view because I'm seeing all the construction and all the old building blow up. So that's been my view for the past couple months. We are obviously committed to this city. We take care of the children in the city. And that everyone deserves a brand new facility. So that's what we're doing. We are in the process of building a brand new hospital that'll be done around 2017. It just started about 6 months ago. So, you know, we are obviously committed to the city. We're spending a lot of money for a new hospital. And everyone is just thrilled. The former hospital was very old. It was built a long time ago. So we're just excited to bring in the new technology, the new procedures, the new patient flow arrangements. So we're just thrilled.
Luann, as a executive at Children's Hospital, you know who you are. You know what you want. You know where you're going. Give some advice to young women out there that might be just starting their careers. How do you figure out what you want to do?
You know, I, even though I know I wanted to work in a hospital, I didn't know what area. Did I want to be, you know, did I want to align with the law department? Did I want to be in finance? Did I want to be in marketing? So what I did when I was young was I just took on projects from everyone in those areas to see what I liked, to see, you know, where my talents actually were. And so I really never said no to a project. I let people throughout the organization know, this is what I think I'm interested in. Can you give me some projects? But I also did things I wasn't interested in to see if, you know, maybe it was something, I just didn't know what it was. So like, you don't know what you don't know. So my advice always, I have young hospital administrators shadowing me all the time. I take interns, and that's the first thing I say to them is just go out there. This is your playground, and, you know, work with people who have been in this business and see what you like, and actually take the best thing out of every person that you're working for and sort of shape yourself and what your skill set can be.
Do you see women having a good career opportunities in the medical field in 2015, Luann Ewald?
I sure do. I mean, it's, you know, and as you know, I'm a single mom. I have two kids that are, you know, just as active as I am. And, you know, and it works. You know, we are all about family in the medical profession. We have families. We take care of families. So it's a wonderful profession for nursing, for physicians. You know, we have a lot of part-time moms. We have a lot of full-time moms. It has been good to me. It has allowed me to be flexible when I need to be flexible. If I need to, you know, run off to a game and see my kids play and then come right back down to work, you know, I have that flexibility, and I'm lucky I have an organization that allows for that.
And I would say when you're looking for a career as a woman, one of the most important things you should look for is job flexibility, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I get my work done. It may be, you know, I may be logging onto the computer at 9:30 at night after, you know, the kids' needs are done. But, you know, and now especially with technology, and it's like, for example, I'm doing this interview with you in my car because I'm going from meeting to meeting. There's no reason to not be able to be flexible and work for an organization that understands that. The typical 9-to-5 job just doesn't really exist anymore. I have dinner meetings. I have early breakfast meetings. You know, so, you know, it can be flexible.
Luann Thomas Ewald, Regional Vice President of Business Development at the Detroit Medical Center. Thank you for your time and congratulations.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead at WJR.com.